He's the RNC. We had Rona McDaniel on recently. Co-chair Tommy Hicks joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of NH. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing okay. Let me just throw this one at you. We had Caroline Leavitt just on a moment or two ago, Governor Sununu the other day, and his Democrat challenger. She's running in the 1st Congressional District, as you know, as a Republican. The governor endorsed her yesterday. Some analysts say that might be the tightest of the three big races we have here. U.S. Senate race, Maggie Hassan, Don Boldick, 2nd District, and Custer Burns. My question to you, sir, RNC co-chair, is Democrats clearly want to make this all about abortion, abortion rights. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden. They don't want to talk about recession, inflation, energy costs. You know, I get that to a point. Is it going to work?
Well, first of all, Caroline is a very hard worker. I think she knocked on 80,000 doors going into the primary. And, of course, the Democrats want to avoid talking about Joe Biden's track record. It's been a disaster for the entire country, but New Hampshire as well. You've got energy prices that are out of control. You've got crime on the increase. And it's all because of Democrat control in Washington and in Democrat-controlled cities.
When you look at the U.S. Senate matchup, Maggie Hassan has raised millions of dollars. Like, I mean, she outraised all the Republican candidates before Don Boldick won a tight primary. He's vastly underfunded compared to Senator Hassan. I'm not saying money's everything, but some would say in a U.S. Senate race, it's important. Can Don Boldick, does the RNC think Don Boldick can win that Senate election midterm against Maggie Hassan, the incumbent?
Absolutely. That race is in play. Don's a hard worker as well. He was elected in the primary by people who care about law and order, the economy, and energy prices. And Maggie Hassan's approval rating, I think, is 36%. She's been a disaster for New Hampshire. So, absolutely, that race is in play.
What else? You know, we saw the House Republicans talking about commitment to America. When you look at November, do you believe in the RNC that the Republicans are going to take the majority back in the U.S. House of Representatives?
We'll take it back in the House, and I think we're going to take it back in the Senate as well.
Can you walk through, Tommy Hicks, RNC co-chair, the Senate, sort of the playbook in the Senate? Is it the Herschel Walker race? Is it the Bulldog? What Senate seats do you need to pick up, and where do you see the Senate ending up in November?
We need to pick up net one seat to have control in the Senate. And so Herschel Walker winning in Georgia would be a good one. Winning in New Hampshire would be very helpful to us. And don't forget, we're going to remind voters. We all need to remind voters that she was the tie-breaking vote and the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which is going to make life more difficult for the people in New Hampshire. But we can flip in Arizona. We can flip in other states that you haven't even thought of. It's all about turning out the vote, and that's what the RNC is doing in partnership with our state parties across the country.
Let me, again, I want to push a little bit back on something I asked you earlier, Tommy Hicks. Thanks for being with us. Well, final question. You know, before the primary votes were even voted here, I don't know if you know this, Maggie Hassan and Chris Pappas, two of the incumbent Democrats in Congress, put out their debate schedules and basically limiting the number of public media debates that they would do. On radio, for example, they're doing NPR, New Hampshire Public Radio, a TV debate. They're doing forums. So they're limiting the debates, which I think is kind of Bush League. And I've talked about it on my show. And they're running on abortion, basically saying that the Republicans, if they had their way, my opponent would ban abortion. And they run the ads and they run the ads and they make them emotional and sinister. And that's sort of what the playbook seems to be. And they have millions of dollars, and some of their Republicans candidates can't message back against that. And you and I know that if you ran ads against your neighbor and say, my neighbor's a bank robber, my neighbor's a bank robber, my neighbor's a bank robber, and the neighbor can never respond, people begin to think your neighbor's a bank robber. So how do you fight that and respond?
Well, I mean, of course they don't want to debate the issues because Republicans win every time. And so I think what we need to do is continue to encourage and recruit people to go talk to their neighbors, our ground game, go around the mainstream media, go around these television ads, which are in large part funded by people from elsewhere in the country,
right, the
people of New York and California, and just talk to the people of New Hampshire. You know, I've knocked on doors there several times. When you go knock on doors and talk to the voters, they want to have a real engaging conversation. So I think that's an opportunity for our army of grassroots volunteers.
Well, it's interesting. Governor Sununu the other morning on my show, after his Democrat challenger on Monday called Governor Sununu that last trimester in New Hampshire state law restricting abortions only in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month. There are no bans on abortion in New Hampshire through 6 months, but the public wouldn't know that based on the advertising. And they call that the Sununu abortion ban. Governor Sununu turned the table saying, if you don't ban abortion through 9 months, that's sort of an extremist position. And that's an interesting way to turn the tables on that discussion.
Well, he's absolutely right. And 80% of the American people think late-term abortion is immoral and wrong and should be banned. And I think that's what our candidates need to be messaging. We need to address the issue, but we also need to talk about what truly is a radical position, which is that of the Democrats.
All right. Thank you, Tommy Hicks, RNC co-chair, weighing in briefly. Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.